Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Big news today is that Scranton's mayor, Paige Cognetti, while she is running for re-election right now, there's a November election, she has announced that she will be running in the 8th Congressional District in that race for the seat currently held by Republican Rob Bresnahan. Now, I have the press release here. And in the press release from her campaign, they talk a lot about what she's done, how she ran as an independent, you know, to at first and fighting the corrupt Democrat establishment, you know, all the stuff that had preceded her. And she talks about this race in particular that she's now interested in running in. She said, quote, "Congressman Rob Bresnahan lied when he promised he would ban congressional stock trading. And he lied when he said he would protect access to health care. What's even worse is that Bresnahan is profiting off our pain, playing the stock market while voting to screw us over in Washington. We won't sit back as Bresnahan day trades away our future. So I'm running against the machine again to stand up for the people of northeastern Pennsylvania and make Congress work as hard as they do." That's her statement. And there's a lot more to it as well. So she says she will be fighting for the people here. Meanwhile, Bresnahan's campaign sent out their response when news was breaking. This was supposed to be announced today, her running, but it came out yesterday, I think a little ahead of the time, because obviously Bresnahan's campaign heard about it. They said, and here's their quote, "Paige Cognetti launching a vanity campaign for Congress while still running for a new term as Scranton mayor tells you everything you need to know about her priorities. Mayor Cognetti, a far-left extremist who has backed a radical agenda from open borders and eliminating Medicaid to force everyone into government-run healthcare, to defunding the police, banning fracking, even supporting taxpayer-funded sex change operations for illegal immigrants." Did all that happen while she was running for mayor in Scranton? I didn't hear that. But anyway, she says, "We look forward to putting a spotlight," not her, the spokesperson for Rob Bresnahan's campaign said, "We look forward to putting a spotlight on her extreme and dangerous positions, which are completely out of step with northeastern Pennsylvania." All right. So what's really interesting to me when I look at what Bresnahan's campaign says is that they're accusing her of eliminating Medicaid when he himself voted to cut Medicaid for his constituents, when he promised he would not. But he says she wants to force everyone into government-run health care. How many of you would like that now? Put your hands up. Well, if you're driving, don't do that.
Especially if you don't have health care.
Honestly, I think most people now know that they would. So taking Medicaid, it's okay for him to take Medicaid from people in his district, but it's bad for her to want to get more people covered with health care. Anyway,
there's forces in there,
just
right?
Wild. It's just wild for him to talk about her eliminating Medicaid when he has cut it himself with his vote.
But the word force was in there. She wants
to force everyone into government. And look, again, I'd like to hear from her. So sure. I'm hoping, and we will get her on. She's called us before numerous times for many reasons. And sure. we would like to hear from her, you know, her positions. And I don't know if they're just taking positions that other Democrats have taken and lumping them in with her or not. I would love to, you know, hear from her about it. But it's just rich that he even discusses any kind of elimination of Medicaid when he himself in his vote was the one who, after assuring people that he was not going to do that, did that very thing. So it's going to be a very interesting race. And she's in it. She's also in the reelection race. Right. And, you know, she has to get past a primary next year. Somebody did text us a good question, and they wanted to know, what is the process if she were to win, let's say, next year? What is the process for her, for them in the city of Scranton? Like, who takes her place? They said, what happens in Scranton if the current mayor runs and wins a different seat, who takes it over? I did look that up, and it basically goes to council. And I guess this is what happened after the Courtright thing. It goes to council, council then votes to appoint someone for the remainder of the term. If they cannot come to a consensus, like it's a tie vote or something, they then put it to the judges to make the decision. So that is what I've seen when I looked that up. The president of city council would be the immediate acting mayor, but the council must fill the vacancy within 30 days. And then Lackawanna County Court steps in if needed. And that's all a very big contention on getting past a primary and then getting to the general and winning. That's what would happen in Scranton if she is the mayor and reelected and then runs and wins in the congressional district. There you go. We're talking about special elections.
Will the state, we should get the governor on the phone and find out if we can get some Dramamine for everybody, because I feel dizzy. Anyone else? Yeah. There's, by the way, my reaction, I want to take that back. I went, oh, no, when you said council. When you said council, I thought commissioners. And I said, oh, my God, they have to. I feel like I'm being beaten over the head by a hammer with this word stupid on it. They're going to beat me into just complete, utter stupidity. There's just, I know it's rules is rules, but my God, there's just so many ins and outs and nothing seems simple anymore. Mm. Has it always been this complicated, Nancy?
It's not.
Couldn't have been this complicated or no one would get involved.
Well, which one are you talking about?
All
now?
Of them.
No, this one's not complicated.
Okay.
The one that's complicated is the Lackawanna County Commissioner seat, only because you have a home rule charter that seems to have an issue with a state thing, and now you have the election board stepping in and making another decision. It's crazy.
I'm going to have to make a flow chart. Is that what it is? I need to have a diagram, something to follow all this, because it's not just too many moving pieces.
Yeah.
And then the one election. Yeah. All right.
So you guys can tell us your thoughts on that. You know, the fact that she is running for reelection for mayor in Scranton and at the same time saying, yeah, I'll be interested in running for that seat as well.
Yeah.
So it does. Obviously, the opponents will be like, well, how can you do one? And look, people do. People will run while they're. We see it all the time, right? With senators who've run for president, with Congress people who then run for Senate. It can get your head spinning. That's for sure.
So at least I have something in common with everybody, because it's how it just feels. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'll tell you this. I know why Bresnahan's jumping out. I mean, if there's one thing, you can hate her politics, but boy, she runs a really good campaign. Paige Cognetti knows how to run a really solid campaign.
She's a smart person.
And she surrounds herself with really good people who know how to do campaigns. And I've seen this firsthand just following when she first came around, I covered a bunch of different campaigns, meeting different people. And you know what? Her stuff always was above and beyond, and I wasn't even sold on it until I saw the results, and I said, oh, okay, they really kind of know how to make this work.
Look, Rob Bresnahan has made things difficult for himself, too. And so it's not just a Paige Cognetti thing, and she's got to get through. There will be other people who will run as well.
Sure.
But Rob Bresnahan has made his life more difficult when it comes to reelection. First of all, you know, the whole promise to people about not touching Medicaid and then trying to make some distinction afterwards about how he didn't when he did. I mean, there's no getting around the fact that less people will be covered with Medicaid because of his vote and the vote. And again, to do it on the backs, you know, to actually give more money to the wealthy and to hurt the people at the bottom. Look, besides all the other stuff you want to talk about, if we were told we all have to sacrifice, right, for the greater good, while people may complain, you could say, well, everybody did. But that's not what happened. What happened is wealthy people got more money and poor people got hit. And so he made that difficult. Secondly, he made his life more difficult. And I'm talking political life, more difficult by pretending to care about Congress people making money off of the stock market and then becoming one of the most prolific traders. Traders with a D. You know, and with the stock market, because he was literally his. And again, they give you this nonsense. None of us believe it, folks.
Oh, somebody else does my stuff. I don't have anything to do with it.
You know, it's is it a coincidence that members of Congress? Yes. And Nancy Pelosi. I love it. Every time I talk about this, you get someone who goes, what, like Nancy Pelosi? Yes. Like, yeah. Nancy Pelosi, like any of them. They all get returns on investments that are like nothing near what average people do because they have inside information and the people who make their trades do as well. So he's the number two trader for how many months there when he started off? And you know what they were doing? Just as Paige Cognetti mentioned, profiting off of the pain of all these healthcare companies and other companies because of his very vote. Their stock market, their stock prices went down the crapper. And he knew when to sell and what also to buy. And so his people did. And look, don't say you're against something and then be the number two person who's doing it. It's just, so this is, so he's made his reelection campaign difficult in those two ways alone. And so anybody running against him has a lot of stuff that they can run against him on, because people who are struggling don't like it when other people get in there and hurt people who are struggling and then are making money while other people are struggling. All right, there's an upcoming news conference with victims of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. It could be, the quote is, explosive, one of the congressmen pushing for full release of the files on Epstein predicts. Representative Ro Khanna of California, he's a Democrat, said the victims' accounts will force lawmakers to vote on a bill requiring the Justice Department to release its files. Khanna and Representative Thomas Massey, he is a Republican from Kentucky. They are co-leading this effort. They need 218 signatures to make that happen. All 212 Democrats do back the effort. So they just need six Republicans to sign on. And what they're saying is this is a September 3rd, so tomorrow, press conference. There will be 10 Epstein victims, alleged victims, many who have never spoken out before. And some of them aren't alleged because we had, you know, him in jail.
Right.
But I wonder, will there be additional ones that maybe we haven't heard? But they say many have never spoken out before. The news conference is planned for the steps of the Capitol. And according to Ro Khanna, the victims will be saying clearly to the American public they want the release of the Epstein files for full disclosure on the matter. And we do know that this whole controversy has created a little bit of a schism between the president and the MAGA base. There are some supporters that have pushed back on the Republican administration's attempt to just close the book on Epstein. Nothing to see there, right? And the House Oversight Committee subpoenas the late financier's estate to explore a possible mismanagement of a federal government investigation involving Epstein and his former girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell. Did he die by suicide? That's what it was ruled, right? Back right. in 2019. So Congress is coming back from their whole Labor Day and summer.
Take summer vacations over.
They left early because of the pressure on this whole Epstein situation. So tomorrow is this big news conference. Again, 10 victims of Jeffrey Epstein. Will that add any more pressure or bring this thing back to the forefront? Not that it's ever gone too far behind.
Yeah,
a lot of questions remain.
I think we saw one side kind of go, well, you know, release, and other people saying, no. I mean, they focused on Jeffrey Epstein being murdered to shut. Look, everyone seems to have an agenda of what they hope isn't an agenda, a hope of who they think is going to be revealed as a bad person or pedophile. I don't know that those answers actually exist. Some people say, well, of course they covered it up because they don't want their people. Or maybe it's just going to put names out there into the talking points that's going to screw everything up. I don't have those answers.
I think that there is so much stuff that none of us ever, and even some of it that possibly didn't even the whole details get to a jury. There is stuff, I believe, from cameras that were supposedly in the places that may have added information on pretty high level people. And I'm not saying it's one party or the other. You'd be a fool to think that this would only affect, you know, either conservatives or, you know, Democrats or, you know, whatever. I think when you have people with an interest in this stuff, it goes all over the political spectrum. And I do believe that there are some pretty high level. There's no reason why from the very beginning he got this sweetheart treatment before people got out, became outraged. So there's something there. And really, we should be able to see it. Will we? Who knows? But tomorrow, about 10 victims from Jeffrey Epstein expected to be there and talking about what had happened.
So listen to what they have to say and see if anything moves the needle. I get nervous.
I want there to be justice for the victims. It does moving the needle. I don't care about politics. I just feel like if there are people who were predators and, you know, assaulted underage girls, if there were people who trafficked them, all of them should be charged. And in any other case, any average person on the street case, they would turn this into a dog and pony show. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but you see these federal investigations where they have operation, blah, blah, blah. And they've got pictures of the perpetrators and all the guns are out or the drugs are out. Or, you know, this would be if it were just everyday people, they would go to the ends of the earth to find every person who was responsible and charge them. And for some reason in this case, it hasn't been like that at all. It's been a whole different thing. And it's, you know, powerful people with money and who knows what else. There's just some.
Well, we'll see what happens tomorrow high heaven. Again to see.
Yeah.
You know, if it's really salacious stuff and then nothing's done, then, you know, we have our next round of.
Well, it's all there. It's so funny.
You'd think, but maybe it's not.
It's all there, but they won't let anybody see it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no grand prize winner for that jackpot. So the winner didn't take it all in Powerball last night.
Or even
night.
Part of it. Well, you took your part back. You got the Powerball itself, right?
So the Powerball for tomorrow is going to be $1.3 billion. How much money are you spending on this? Most of you have been texting us spending under 10 bucks. So we shall see. Are you going to play it? Is $1.3 billion enough for you to give it a shot? I don't know if you saw this this video of the lost boy at Hershey Park wandering along a monorail high above the crowd. It is scary. It is scary to see this. And there's a guy who really jumped into action. He said he went into dad mode.
I have a clip of him if you want to hear what he had to say.
Should I set up what happened first?
Sure.
This child was reported missing at about 5:05 p.m. on Saturday, became separated from his parents. Park employees then started searching for him, but in the meantime, the boy entered a secure area leading to the monorail ride. It was closed, thank God. It was also supposed to have been safeguarded by a chained closure at the entrance and a barricaded turnstile at the platform, that is according to the park. But he was able to get in the closed station for about 20 minutes before he wandered onto the tracks. So if you see the video, it's on social media. He's walking along the tracks as people in the crowd below start waving their arms and yelling directions at him, including stop or keep going, which could be very confusing. So stop, keep going, because I guess someone was trying to get him if he had moved, you know, further along. At that point, he covers his ears and begins to walk back the way he came, changes direction again, and then stops. So at some point, like all these people screaming at him could have been even more confusing, right? But what else are you going to do? One man in the video climbs onto a nearby, they say building, it looked like one of those like just vendor stands of a restaurant.
They could have been selling milkshakes or pretzels or whatever. Yeah.
He climbs onto that building. And then he's able to, because the building is situated right next to the tracks, he's able to pull himself up onto the tracks and then scoops the boy up to cheers from below. All of this taking place near 5:30 p.m. that day. The child was unharmed and safely reunited with his family. So you have audio here from the dad who went, not his dad, but a dad.
The guy who went up there and rescued him, asking, you know, what was going through your mind?
This kid is walking on the monorail, and obviously panic kind of sits in a little bit. When you have that kind of dad instinct, it doesn't matter if it's your kid or not, it's a child. You want to make sure they're safe as possible.
He was also scared of heights. I didn't know this. I've seen the story reported about 10 times, and no one said he was scared of heights, but he said,
it didn't bother me up there because it was just concentrating on one thing, and I didn't hesitate on any of it.
Yeah. He quickly moved into action. Hershey Park said, we are grateful for the vigilance of our guests and the swift response of our team. And we remain committed to maintaining the highest levels of guest safety throughout Hershey Park. It's been a rough summer. They had, obviously, this happened, the real sad story earlier this summer, where a swimmer in their water park died from drowning. Just awful. So, so this child was able to get away for some reason, separated from parents and crowds. God knows what could happen. Thank God they were able to help him out and get him to safety. Scary stuff.
Yeah, when I watched this, all I kept thinking is, where are the park people? I guess they seem to be behind this whole thing. Like they were just, oh, he was over here. They kept following him. I was stunned that there was no extra security in that. I'm not pointing fingers because I don't know what would have happened in that situation. It just seems like, thankfully, the people at the park were
It was such a spectacle. You couldn't miss him up there, right? They're looking on the ground probably and looking in crowds. And then all of a sudden, a group of people sees him walking along a monorail. That's just...
It is stunning. Yeah, it sounds like I'm pointing fingers. I'm really not, because I don't know what would have happened in that situation. I would have expected them, the park, to be there to help. And thankfully, that guy was there.
Yeah, they were doing their thing, looking probably where he last was. And it was only because it was so jarring to see someone walking along, especially a child on a monorail. Anyway, at least a happy ending there. Let's hear what Snedeker has to say about the forecast for the next few days.
Hi, folks, and good Tuesday. Not just any Tuesday, but the day after Labor Day. Oh, man, Snedeker here from WNEP-TV. This day means a lot to a lot of folks. I mean, those who are done with summer, they're ready to move on. But us summer lovers, it's almost like depression now, right? It's like, oh. As a matter of fact, I cannot make this up. My wife yesterday said the word Christmas shopping. Well, it's actually a term, but just hearing Christmas scares the heck out of me. Today, here we go, baby. It's going to be another nice sunny day. High temperatures hanging out in the upper 70s. We have not hit 80 since like August 21st. That's pretty sad, actually. So no 80s for the rest of the week or weekend, but a nice sunny day today with low humidity. Nothing more than a stray shower. Tonight, back down to the 50s. And then tomorrow, another day, dry, nice and sunny, high temperatures, upper 70s. Now, on Thursday, it'll be partly sunny through the morning and afternoon. And then after about 4 or 5 o'clock, some scattered showers and thunderstorms. That's late Thursday into Thursday night. The front that's moving through kind of lingers into Friday and Saturday. So there might be a few scattered showers Friday and Saturday. Otherwise, partly sunny and still mid to upper 70s. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday of next week all look dry and still sub 80. Yeah, only low to mid 70s. Oh my goodness. Can you handle it? Welcome to the post Labor Day world and make it a good stretch. Oh,
thank you.
Here we are. The CEO of a Polish paving company unequivocally apologized after he was seen on a viral video taking a hat signed by a tennis player. He took it from a child during the U.S. Open in New York City. His name, Piotr Cezarek. I'm doing my best. The CEO of the paving company was caught on video grabbing the signed hat that it appeared the player was trying to hand to a child. Video of the incident went viral over the weekend. And the tennis player, by the way, is Polish. The Polish tennis star defeated a Russian player on Thursday. And the player said I guess the player was able to later on meet with the kid.
And yeah, they went online, looked for him, they found him, he gave him a hat. He's like, yeah. I have plenty of these hats.
Right. So the CEO said in a post on social media yesterday, I would like to unequivocally apologize to the young boy, his family, all the fans, and the player himself. I take full responsibility for my extremely poor judgment and hurtful actions. He said it was never his intent to take the hat from the young fan, but that he became caught up in the heat of the moment and the joy of the victory. And he said, I believed the player was handing the hat to me to give to my sons who had previously asked for autographs. Regardless of what I believed was happening, the actions I took hurt the young boy and disappointed the fans. And he said he has sent the hat to the boy and extended an apology to his family. The player said, I believe I did what most of the athletes would do in this kind of situation. He shared a photo of himself with the boy on his Instagram story. The player again saying, hello, yeah. World, together with Brock, we wish you a great day. And supposedly he gave other gifts and swag to the young fan. So in the video, you can see the CEO's wife. And she's got a camera going and she's smiling on all of this is on video that she's taking. It looks like video from right. Her camera. And the kid immediately is like, hey, so even if he thought for a minute. But the kid's sitting there going, hey, and he just turns around and drops it in his wife's bag. And nobody, they didn't even look like they're looking like, I'm sorry, I don't buy it. I don't buy that he didn't know what he was doing. I think he took advantage of an opportunity because the guy wasn't looking. So the player, while he signed the hat and was handing it, was already with his head turned to the left. And when he handed it out, he didn't watch it go right into the kid's hands. And I think this guy, he knew what he was doing because he immediately turned and put it in his wife's bag. And the kid's going, you could tell, you could hear the kid. It was like, hey, that was for me.
You could hear? I didn't hear that part.
I'm telling you, I could hear him saying something to the guy. And he may have been speaking in Polish for all we know, but he's pleading pretty much. And the guy's ignoring it.
It is. The whole story is so nutty to watch because I would love to see what happened like an hour or two when this first is brought to the guy who took the hat. to his attention? Did he go, oh, what happened? And they go, wait, me? Was that his reaction? Or was like, oh, was he like, oh, screw those people. The kid was too slow. I'd like to know what his real reaction was. This is after people attacked him for 24 hours. We were hearing
this. It was a while. Yeah,
it was a while. So like, in that moment, was he, because from the angle we all got to see, it looked really, really bad. From his wife's angle, maybe it looked a little different. Maybe I want to give people the benefit of the doubt here.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
I don't know if I do either.
Watching it, it's just so obvious. And again, the kid is like pleading after the fact. So even if you thought it was for you and the kid next to you, any kid.
Yeah.
As a grown adult, adult, he's a CEO of a company. As a grown adult, if I have a kid next to me who's like, hey, that was for me, I'd be like, oh, OK. And I'd give him. I wouldn't even faze me. That is just so, to me, it's not believable. But what else is he going to say?
Well, I mean, after.
What else is he going to say?
What? At that point?
Yes. I mean, what else are you going to say if you did it on purpose?
There were fake quotes
out there.
You have
to pretend.
Stuff?
Yeah, I saw that. But you have to pretend. I guess what I'm saying is if you did do it, which I think he knew exactly what he was doing. But if you're going to get called out and it looks really bad and your company could be affected, about the only thing you can say is, I didn't know, I thought it was for me. What else are you going to say? Because anything else makes you just sound really horrible. There's no other answer to it. So you're going to have to pretend that you thought it was for you. That's just what I think.
Yeah, I mean, what else is he going to do? I think the internet needs, I mean, it's good, I guess, because the internet stirred the pot a little bit. But I feel like sometimes the internet's like a dog who can't stop humping someone's leg. It's like, we got to fix you guys a little bit because everyone went crazy going at exposing him and throwing his business out there and posting bad
but
reviews.
But that's just really gross what he did.
Is that it?
It's really gross what he did.
Is it that gross to potentially destroy a person's life?
It is. No, it's not destroying
their
life.
Which would destroy his life.
Well, I mean, the point is you are who you are when people aren't necessarily, you think they're not looking. Did the Coldplay camera not tell anybody that people are always watching you? It's really the world we're living in now.
Well, I feel like that would be a fair comparison.
Yeah, I think taking something from a kid, especially when you're... Now, look, the kid's probably rich, too. Who knows? Because weren't they all front and center? I don't even know. But the point is, taking something from a kid is just gross. And we've seen it with balls that get hit into the outfield and all that other stuff.
I haven't even thought about the kids, well, like how well off the kid is. Can you imagine if they do a follow-up with the kid and he's like, I was so excited because I had this spot in my collection of hat room, like my hat room. I have over 1,000 celebrity hats and my parents buy a lot of them. This was a freebie. I'm like, God.
It's a Polish player. You know, you had fans that were there. But I mean, there was nothing else this guy could say except, I didn't know. Because what else? Everything else makes you sound like a really cruddy person.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a scheduled news conference that President Donald Trump will be holding today at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It will come from the Oval Office. No other further information. Now, we do know a federal appeals court ruled last week most of the president's sweeping global tariffs are unlawful, and that deals a significant blow to the effort that he's been doing to what he thinks is reshape the country's trade policy unilaterally. There's a lot of questions, though. What will this news conference be about? If you were online at all over the weekend, there was so much speculation and chatter about his health. And I don't pay attention to a lot of this stuff. Unfortunately, there's been a history on social media of people making claims about people's health. You know, people, and it's really irresponsible, especially for medical professionals to go, you know, come out and try to diagnose people. Remember, Hillary was dying.
Right.
We've had, you know, Biden was dying for how long?
Still is,
and,
I think.
And now over the weekend, there was so much is he dead? Did he already die? Have we seen him? Why haven't we heard from him? Blah, 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 blah. Dear God in heaven. So I believe very little of anything about that. We do know he has some health issues, of course, that has been in the news. Even the White House acknowledged that he had, was it venous insufficiency, whatever it may be, causing the swelling at his ankles. 2 o'clock today, he'll hold a news conference. Look, Congress is back. The Epstein thing has been really, truly dogging him prior to the House leaving early, like a week early for their summer recess. So tomorrow there's some big news conference on the steps, Capitol Hill, and that's going to be with a Republican and a Democrat House member. We talked about it earlier this hour, where 10 Epstein victims are supposed to come forward, and many of what they're saying is they want the files released. I don't know what today's 2 o'clock thing is, but you can say it could be just about anything at this point. People are trying to speculate. Will it have to do with the tariffs? Does it have to, or does it just have to do with something to get you to talk about something else? Because they know that Epstein thing is going to be big tomorrow.
There's a video that the White House put out from the White House Twitter X page that sounds like the type of video you put out if you were going to launch a campaign and you wanted people to know who this person was. Like, never give up on your dreams. Keep going. You can accomplish anything. That type of thing. Mm-hmm. It's 11 things that may make Donald Trump who he is.
Right.
The timing of it is weird, but is it just a part of a troll? I don't know. He's also almost 80 years old, so it wouldn't be shocking if there was something more serious going on with his health. I don't know if people forgot. Sometimes when you're that age, sometimes your body starts to fall apart. That's not a partisan political point. That's just how humans...
But he's been pretty quiet. Some people said uncharacteristically so, but he did have about a week ago that 3 hour long news conference. Remember when he was talking and talking and talking?
Yeah.
So the point is,
Santa, gotta wait till two, Nancy.
I don't subscribe. A couple of people had texted to say, well, what about this? And, you know, regarding his health. And I don't believe anything until I get more information and people pushing stuff out without any kind of actual information. You might be just buying into what they're trying to do, which is get you to talk about something else.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.